So is the rise in the ADD and ADHD and even the school violence that we see, is that then linked to the increased availability of sugars in our schools, vending machines starting to carry pop and, you know, snack foods? In addition, you noticed recently that California has made a move to take some of that sugar back out of the school.
Well, you're hitting the nail right on the head, Blake. 100 years ago, according to the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Americans were eating half a pound of sugar per person per year. A half a pound per person per year. Today, 100 years later, according to the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Americans are eating 157 pounds of sugar per person per year, which is almost a half a pound a day. And I don't eat much sugar, and so somebody out there is eating 314 to keep the average 157. Basically, many of these kids, their whole diet from the moment they wake up until the moment they go to sleep is sugar sources, all prepared foods. Both parents are working. They have hectic schedules. They got to get out the door, get the kid out to school. And so many of their meals are prepared meals, and unfortunately, they're loaded with sugar. And so we have this huge problem. And the way to beat this is to, as early as possible, teach the child how to prepare their own food. As early as possible. I mean, I'm talking 4, 5, 6 years old. I already knew how to cook and could cook and do my own dishes and stuff when I was just 4, 5, 6 years old. And so we have to do this more and more and more. And the kids cannot be dependent on the parents for these simple things because the parents are not there all the time. The parents have to leave at 6 in the morning to be at work at 8. And the kid might even be a latchkey kid leaving after the parents leave and getting home long before the parents get home. And so there has to be all the sugar removed out of the house. There can't be any sugar in the house. The parents have to eat the same way. The child has to be educated that sugar is bad for them. And if you want snacks, they can eat handfuls of mixed salted nuts. They can have sugar-free whey shakes and whey puddings and things. And this is the way to do it. They need to be taught how to eat steamed and cooked vegetables and salads. And you can have in the refrigerator both in the morning and at night. Hard-boiled eggs, already grilled or cooked chicken breast. Teach the child how to use microwaves. There's no danger of fire. And this is how you can teach them. My little grandkids are 4, 5, 6 years old, and they already know how to cook with microwaves. Very simple and no risk of fire.